Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Let's play.
Whack him instead. It is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! And Steve, yesterday you were a whack master, even though it wasn't Whack It Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Whack it.
Still whacked your opponents. So we'll have to see if it happens now.
Is it just yesterday? I think Steve every day is a whack master.
Oh, all right.
Depends on my energy
whack
level.
It.
All right. Well, we'll see how your energy level is now with your opponent. We got Danny and Puyallup to take you on. Danny, nice. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets for him and three of his buds to go check out Monster Energy Supercross at CenturyLink Field, which is happening on March 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
The main antagonists in the movie Deep Blue Sea were what type of super smart animals?
Shark.
Yes. What are mammals with a pouch for its young called?
Marsupials.
Yes. What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
Raspberries?
No.
Bats.
In The Walking Dead, what relation is Rick Grimes to Carl Grimes?
Father.
Yes. The harvest moon occurs during which season?
Fall.
Yes. What continent has the highest native population of cheetahs?
Africa.
Yes. Who is the voice of the genie in the animated Disney movie Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
Yes. What was banned in the U.S. under the terms of the 18th Amendment?
Alcohol.
Yes. Which type of nut is used to make Nutella?
Hazelnut.
Yes. What is the capital of Greece?
Oh, French fries.
No.
French fries.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, French fries.
All right.
The one.
I accept that answer, but not correct answers.
No.
8 correct is still a pretty good score right there.
French fries.
French fries.
Yeah.
French fries.
That was awesome.
That was really cool.
He's actually going to be giving Steve here a run for his money.
Okay.
This is exciting.
I'm excited about this.
We're going to get a photo finish with the whacking today.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
The main antagonists of the movie Deep Blue Sea were what type of super smart animals?
Sharks.
Yes. What are mammals with a pouch for its young called?
Oh, marsupials.
Yes. What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
Only fruit to have its seeds on the outside.
Pomegranate. No.
Pineapple.
No.
You can do this.
No. That's a good question.
Thank you.
you.
I go Plum.
No. Yeah. In The Walking Dead, what relation is Rick Grimes to Carl Grimes?
The brothers.
No.
Father-son.
Yes. The autumn moon occurs during which season?
That would be winter.
Oops. The harvest moon occurs during which season?
Autumn.
Yes.
Nice going.
What continent has the highest native population of cheetahs?
Huh?
What continent has the highest
native? Africa.
Yes. Who is the voice of the genie in the Disney movie Aladdin?
Ooh, Robin Williams.
Yes. What was banned in the U.S. under the terms of the 18th Amendment?
Alcohol.
Yes. Which type of nut is used to make Nutella?
D's.
No.
Hazelnut.
I'm glad you said that. No, you're wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You lose.
Yeah.
8-7.
Woo! Isn't it hazelnut?
It is, but you said it afterwards.
I'm right.
You are correct, but not in time.
Sorry, buddy. You said D's. You had to be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Danny, good job, buddy.
Nice. Wacky, wacky, wacky.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, you kind of gave me an answer.
That was
although I probably would have got it.
You probably would have, too, but it doesn't help when I say the answer in the question.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Well, good news is that because of that, we all get this.
Nice. Yeah, buddy. His name is Steve.
I want to thank Steve and Red for today's song.
Yeah, that was a joint effort right there on that
good
one.
Good job, buddy.
One question you didn't get to. What's the capital of Greece?
Athens.
Good job. Yeah. If you would have gotten to it.
Look at Mr. Geography over there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Duh.
Maybe you didn't script the questions on me, Rev.
All right, yeah, sorry. I screwed Steve today.
Yeah, you did.
Rev screwed Steve.
Mm-hmm.
What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
Actually, I think this might be simpler than people are thinking, right?
I think so.
Strawberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, because they actually have the seeds on the outside. You can see them.
Oh. I wasn't sure if Vicky knew. She looked like she knew, but she didn't say nothing.
You looked really excited, so I let you say it.
Oh, thanks.
See charity every morning.
Aw. Well, congratulations to Danny on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. It's as simple as that on Beat Migs. I don't know if you saw this. Will Smith has got a new show on Facebook Watch called Will Smith's Bucket List. I don't know about this show.
So he has a YouTube show where he does the big challenge, and now he's doing a Facebook show called The Bucket List.
Okay.
He's a genius.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
He's probably making a lot of money from it, too.
I am surprised, actually, that YouTube and Facebook are happy about this. Because I think they're kind of competitors for the Facebook Watch and YouTube video.
Yeah, but if you got Will Smith saying, I want to do content for you, are you really going to be like, well, you can only do it for us? I'm arguably one of the biggest stars in the world.
It's a whole new way of thinking of something. Yeah. Could somebody say, well, I guess in a way it happens sometimes. You'll see actors on different networks. So, yeah.
I mean, unless he's worked out a deal where he could do them on both. Yeah, but he's done skydiving. That one got 40 million views. So, of course.
Yeah.
Facebook is all about this. He did Swimming with Sharks. That one got 32 million views.
Jeez, look at that.
What a cool concept, though. Here he is. He's got the means to do whatever he wants, so might as well get these bucket list things done.
And getting those millions of views, that's making some cash for somebody.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah, well, I haven't watched any of them yet, but he's got one where he gave stand-up comedy a try, and I didn't know Will Smith wasn't a stand-up comic. For some reason, I thought he was.
No, he was a rapper, man. He was the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I guess I also thought he did stand-up comedy. I didn't realize he didn't do any.
No, he pretty much transitioned from being an incredible rapper to being an incredible actor.
So that really all, it was all, that is, dude, seriously? I mean,
yeah.
He does a really good job with his comedic acting, considering that that wasn't his forte.
Yeah, I think the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air really was his first foray into the world of doing stuff out. I mean, he did that one movie as well around that time, but I can't remember what, it was like some kind of movie about graduating from something. But the Fresh Prince was like really where he got his first shot outside of being a rapper.
I don't think I realized that the rapping was, you know, you know more about it than I do. I wasn't following him that much back then.
Oh, he was the man growing up.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was just rapping and nothing else. Well, that makes sense why him doing stand-up comedy did not go so well.
Jadex is shooting her show, The Red Table Talks. Have y'all seen that? No, you can enjoy it because she's not telling all your business. Sorry, babe. I wasn't expecting Jada to be here.
That didn't sound that bad, did it?
It just sounds like he's just kind of just up there talking.
Which is what a lot of comics are doing nowadays. A lot of folks are just going up there telling stories. Of course, you still have to be, you know, as good as Bert the Conqueror. You know, Bert Kreischer does a really good job doing that kind of comedy.
Yeah.
You've got to really be a good storyteller. Though, it seemed like from that short piece, I don't know, somebody yelled out, but there's always some idiot yelling out in a comedy club. It doesn't mean someone's doing bad.
That's got to be one of the most, I mean, you've done it.
Yeah.
And I know D. Ted Smith's done it. I've been there to go watch him do stand-up comedy and show some support. But that has to be one of the most terrifying things to go do.
You know, I'll tell you, there is such a high. Talk about adrenaline rushes. That's where I got mine. When the crowd likes you, there's not a better feeling in the world. My whole body is just super jazzed. But then there's not a worse feeling in the world when the crowd hates you. And I've experienced more of the latter than the former.
See, he's lucky. He's been in a position where he's very comfortable in front of a microphone. He's comfortable in front of a lot of people. But I mean, I got to imagine, go back to day one, that first time you stepped up on a stage at an open mic.
Yeah.
You must have been crapping yourself.
I was crapping myself. And here's the worst, you know, the worst thing that can happen. A lot of people think if you really want to do stand-up comedy for, you know, professional. And next time we have anybody in here, Andrew Rivers is, of course, a local comic that's just paid his dues and done a lot of great stuff around the country. The worst thing that can happen is doing well. That's what happened to me. I did well my first time. So as I was crapping my pants, the people were digging what I was doing. So the next time I went up with no fear and I bombed and I just didn't expect that.
Oh, I got this. I went great first time.
I did. I thought I'm going to be the best stand-up comic ever. Whoever has a great performance, their first time ever doing open mic. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah. It was, oh man, I don't know how long it was before I got another response like I did the first time. I bombed so much.
We have a bud that came on our podcast, on the Mixcast with Rev and I. His name's Tyler Smith. He's a local stand-up comic, very funny guy. And he does a special night from time to time. And be on the lookout for this. It's one of the greatest concepts. It actually would be funny if you were still doing stand-up to get you involved with this, because it's called The Dope Show.
Oh yeah.
And what he does is he has people go up and do like a 5-minute set. They had D. Ted Smith do it once, and it was really great at the Tacoma Comedy Club when he did it, but he's done it at the Parlor as well. He has you do a 5-minute set, then you disappear, and you get baked, as Tyler now does like a little set in between. So he's got like 5 or 6 comics. Ah. They go up and do 5 minutes of their routine. They leave. They all get stoned out of their minds, and some of them aren't stoners. And then they come back and do a new set of other material.
Oh, wow.
While baked. And dude,
what a great idea.
You will see. I saw someone have a panic attack. Like the guy held onto the wall because he was so freaked out by the audience because he was stoned. Another guy put a gimp mask on because he just couldn't do it. And one girl just started giggling and almost passed out. Like it's truly one of the most interesting things to watch, because you've added a whole new element, because a lot of these comics are probably pretty comfortable now on stage because they've been telling jokes and doing this. Now you're getting them up there stoned when they're not used to being stoned. And it's pretty entertaining.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah. It's very like Doug Benson-esque with the getting Doug with high kind of a thing. And then you put them in front of people.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I love the before and after, where you get to see what they would sound like just doing the regular act and then throw them out there still. You're right, dude. It's been so long since I've done stand-up comedy, I don't have an act anymore, but that would have been fun to do back in the day.
Yeah. And it's, you know, honestly, like whether it goes well or goes bad, it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's a very interesting thing to watch.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He had one guy, he said one time, just never even made it up on stage. Just left. I'm too stoned for this, and he left.
Oh, I love that.
Peace.
That is. I would like to try that, because I mean, I know what I know how I am when I'm, and I feel like I'm a lot more relaxed, and I don't get so, as long as I don't feel like I'm going to get sick. Mm-hmm. Like when I was on the plane that time, I thought, oh, I think I'm going to lose it.
Rev, do you remember though? It was a comic who's a son of a comic. I don't know if it was Dana Carvey's kid.
I think so, yeah.
It was somebody's. Yeah. And that was like the first time the kid ever got stoned. And if it was, I can't remember if it was Dana Carvey or it was someone else, but it was a big name comic called Tyler yelling at him
as
he found out that he got his kid stoned. I was like, Jesus.
That's awesome.
Man. It was funny as all hell.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's called The Dope Show. And it pops up from time to time. So just be on the lookout. And I know Tyler's website is whosmokesweed.me.
Oh, nice.
So that's an easy way to remember how to find him.
One of the stars of Breaking Bad actually kept Gus's blown off head and keeps it in his living room. I'm going to tell you who did this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. BuzzFeed has put together a list of the top items that actors actually stole from TV or movie sets.
I'm excited to hear this because sometimes it's some cool crap. And if I'm an actor, I'd probably want to walk off with a lot of it.
Well, of course, Gus, his death in Breaking Bad was epic.
Oh, dude, yes. It was almost cartoony, but awesome. And everything about it.
Well, Aaron Paul actually got to keep something from that great, great death, which was his blown-off head. How about he keeps it in his living room?
That's a conversation piece.
Yeah, it surely is, man, because, you know, they make those things realistic-looking. That's going to be
freaky. Is there a picture of him with it in his oh, that would be so cool if he had, like, a picture of him with the prop in his living room.
That would be awesome. Now, Vicky would love this, as Chris Hemsworth, he has several of Thor's hammers from the Marvel movies.
Nice.
He even keeps one in his bathroom.
Yeah, he used that instead of a plunger.
That's what I was thinking.
Mash.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart took two rings from the Twilight movies, Bella's engagement ring and a mood ring Bella's mom gave her.
Yeah, no idea what any of that is. Danny, tell me.
Well, yeah.
You haven't seen Twilight?
No. Wait. Actually, I have. I could tell
you. I know you have.
Yeah.
I just assumed that Danny saw it with Titanic.
You know.
Like the 1-2 punch.
You never get into the Twilight, huh?
No, my ex-wife was really into it, and I was like, I can't.
That's, you know what, Danny, there's hope for you after all.
Yeah.
No, he saw Titanic at least once a month.
Okay.
Once a week, Steve. Come on.
Sorry.
Chris Pratt actually took Star-Lord's red jacket from Guardians of the Galaxy, but he did it so he could wear it when he visits children's hospitals.
Oh, so nice. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. That's actually really awesome.
Chris is like, I'm not bringing my hammer anywhere. It's going to my bathroom.
Well, it's like the greatest alibi, too. Sure, I'll go and do this, but also I'm going to take this jacket.
Exactly.
What a great memory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the jacket's a pretty cool-looking jacket. You know, that's not a bad little prop to have.
Yeah, but he can't wear it.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
What's that?
You can't wear it outside of, like, going to a hospital where you're dressing the part. If you walked around, like, go to a clubs or dinner rocking that jacket, people are like, what's wrong with this guy?
Oh, I would do that. See, that's the problem with me. If I had anything cool like that, I would wear Han Solo's jacket. I'd wear, you know, Star-Lord's jacket. I'd be doing that the entire time.
I would, too.
I would think, I'd be like, I'm the coolest guy in this club, man. And you're probably right, Steve. People would be like, what is wrong with him?
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, well, these are awesome items that obviously when you are privileged to be in the movie, you get to keep some of these items or maybe steal some of these items from a TV show like Aaron Paul. Because he said he stole it. It wasn't actually given to him. So how about you? What is something from a TV show or a movie that you wish you could own? Or maybe you've actually taken something very odd from your job that you have and you're like, wow, you stole that. Why'd you take that? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is something from a TV show or movie that you wish you could own, or something odd that you took from your job? Your calls, your texts after Rush on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Lots of cool stuff that actors have taken from TV or movie sets. Aaron Paul, of course, who played Jesse on Breaking Bad, has Gus Fring's blown-off head, which he keeps in his living room. Thor's got a bunch of hammers. And we're wondering, how about you, man? What is something from a TV show or a movie that you wish you could own? Or what's something odd that you've taken from your job? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. John in Tacoma, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Johnny! What you got for us today, buddy?
Yeah, so I got to be part of the Magnificent Seven movie one time as an extra. No. And so, you know, it was pretty cool. So I decided, you know, to take something from the set while I was there.
What'd you take?
They did the whole makeup bit and everything. You know, they dressed up pretty fancy. And I wore one of those little, you know, belts with the bullets in them.
Yeah.
And so they had the prop bullets all placed in there. And I decided to pop a couple off and, you know, just take them home with me. And thankfully, nobody noticed. So, yeah, I got a couple of the bullets from the movie set. Speaking of, you know, Star-Lord, he was on the set, and Denzel Washington. Whoa. And Ethan Hawke, all the main actors. So it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
Not that we condone theft, but I mean, if you're going to take something, that's a brilliant thing to take because it's small. They're not going to miss it. They probably have a bunch of them. It's not like you're taking some big piece of a prop that they need. A couple bullets.
Exactly. That's cool.
It's like pens in an office.
Yeah.
It's totally cool.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah.
It's expected
exactly,
to be taken.
Just like it.
Or like snacks out at the restaurant, like the breath mint things.
Yeah, exactly.
Or lollipops at a sushi place.
I feel like it's just like that. Yes. Yeah. Just like that. That's awesome, John. Appreciate that. Man, that's... Maybe someday, I don't know when, if I ever retire, maybe I'll try to be an extra in a movie so that I can get some cool stuff like that. Because it's one thing when you're in it.
Yeah, they have opportunities for you to be an extra these days.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I need time because they want you to wait around a lot.
Oh, you got your phone, your Netflix.
Well, I still have a job I got to do.
I take the day off.
Oh, take the day off? Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
You never take time off.
No, you're right. I should really. I need to take more time off. You're right. Gosh darn it. This company's working right, me to the bone, Steve.
To the bone.
You need more me time, BJ.
You're right. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Candy in Port Orchard, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Candy? What you got?
All right, so a little backstory. I came from a teeny tiny little town in California, full of overprivileged white kids and underprivileged Mexicans.
Right.
Some of those overprivileged white kids decided for their senior prank they were going to flood the school.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And I have still to this day a child from my high school because they decided to flood the school.
So they actually did flood the school to the point where some tiles got loose and you got one.
Oh, these idiots put a bunch of hoses inside the windows and just left it on all night long.
Damn.
I was supposed to graduate with 92 people and those people reduced it to 82.
So what was it about?
Hey, whoa, now stand by. Full part of the shields. Oh, that candy just got a mouth on it.
It's white kids with that mouth.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Kind of like candy.
Of course you do. She's
a little weird and a little weird, mouthy and nasty with the language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Candy's my kind of people.
She does wet flooring tiles, too.
Yeah, she does. I know.
Whatever that means.
That's the weirdest thing to take as a wet flooring tile. But you know what? We can't get more of that story because Candy's got a potty mouth.
I just want Indiana Jones fedora. That'd be pretty cool to have.
Yeah.
I'd put that on display in the house.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
the
point.
Heart. If you could get the heart, the prop from the, what was it, the Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't you wear the hat out, though? You wouldn't wear the fedora out?
No, I think people wear fedoras look silly. I would just keep it. What are we going to walk around? Hey, I'm wearing Indiana Jones' hat. I'm going to carry a whip, too.
I'd be wearing you wear his hat, have his whip. I'll have Star-Lord's jacket. We'll look awesome together.
No, we'll look stupid, but I'm in.
Come on.
I love it. We'll look stupid, but I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the good news is that you'll think you'll look stupid. Me, I will be an illusion thinking I look amazing.
How about this person? When I got laid off from my job at a certain department store, I walked out with a $700 freezer jacket. Best winter coat ever.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally stole the first mic that I ever went on air with.
You stole the microphone?
Yeah.
How did you accidentally steal that microphone?
So I was on like the Danger Boy guy, and so they would send me out different places, and it was just like a little, handheld microphone.
Okay.
And I would have to go out there, set up all my own equipment, then they would put me on air, I would do whatever I was doing, and then I would put it all in my backpack. Well, my last time of doing that, I just left it in my backpack, and years later, I found it, and I was like, oh, hey, look, that's kind of cool, so I put it up on my wall.
That makes sense. At first, I'm thinking like you took one of these high industrial, the big microphones that we have in the studios. But a handheld mic, I can understand how you that's pretty actually pretty cool. You should frame it.
I know. Well, they got mad at me like later on because I talked to the old engineering guy and he's like, "Yeah, we knew that you stole one, but we didn't want to bring it up to you." And I was like, "Yeah, well, I'm keeping it now." So
we knew that you stole it, so we didn't say anything.
Yeah,
but you accidentally took it. They could have just been like, "Hey, man, what happened to that microphone?"
I guess it was like years after, or like a few years after.
So they just assumed you stole it rather than maybe say, hey, Danny, what about that microphone?
Yeah.
You know, our business is just loaded with people that are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, that's an accidental thing.
I just texted says I'd take the red stapler from Office Space.
Oh, yeah. That's iconic.
Yeah.
I want that, too.
But then Milton will burn that bitch down.
Okay, well, then I'll have to get, I'll do like Indy. You know, we'll get like a fake stapler and replace it before he won't know the difference.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let's go to Jared in Tacoma. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is something from a TV show or movie that you wish you could own or something that you have taken from your job that was really odd? Jared, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shetty?
Who cares? What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I think the coolest thing you could take would probably be the DeLorean from Back in the Future with the Nike self-lace pumps.
Oh, yeah. You want both things. All right. You want the self-lace? Okay.
Dude, whenever I see a DeLorean, I do geek out. I don't think I'll ever not geek out when I see a DeLorean.
Yeah, it's amazing how that car is so iconic. Because
and are there any DeLoreans that aren't that color?
I don't know.
I've never seen a DeLorean that's in any other color other than, was that, like that silver?
Yeah, I think you're right. I never have. All right, Jared. Well, hopefully we'll make that dream come true. So I want one with a flux capacitor.
How are we going to make that dream come true?
Well, you know what? You never know.
Vicky's showing me a pink DeLorean.
Oh.
The Barbie edition.
Is that a euphemism?
It's a fuchsia because it says back to the fuchsia.
Oh, geez.
That's actually clever. That's very, very clever.
You think somebody tricked that out that way?
And yeah.
Of course. Yeah, because I have, like Steve said, I've never seen anybody with any other color besides the Marty color.
I think they said, you know, black, red, yellow are the natural colors for sports cars unless it's DeLorean, which is always produced in one way.
Who's going to get it any other way? If you're getting a DeLorean, besides being a big Back to the Future nut, why are you getting a DeLorean?
Exactly.
Because of the doors.
Well,
the suicide
doors,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you can get that on any other car.
Really?
Not any other car, but there's other cars that do it.
Oh, I can get one of my Mini Cooper?
Yes,
I
do it. Absolutely.
I want
smart
it.
Car.
Yeah.
Smart
perfect.
Car with suicide doors would be pretty awesome.
Let's do that. I see my son's in studio.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I wonder what...
Joey D's nuts.
What he would like. I want to get the golden snitch from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Steve doesn't know what that means.
Oh, it's like the little tiny gold ball that they chase around during the Quidditch games.
Yeah, it's got wings on it, Steve.
Oh.
Quidditch is the most bizarre game ever. It doesn't matter how many goals you score. It's almost like a hockey game where you're trying to score goals, but you're flying on a broom.
It's exactly like hockey then.
But then at the end of the game, it doesn't matter what the score is. They just release this golden snitch, and if somebody catches it, you win. So after spending time getting your ass kicked trying to score goals, they just release the snitch, and you can win that way anyway.
Well, technically, you get points for the points you get, so you get 150 points with the snitch. I'm just saying. So technically,
All I know is when my wife was trying to pick out what grad school to go to when we were walking, I checked different universities around town, and there was one university in Seattle that there were people playing this game out on the front lawn, and I was like, what the hell is going on here, to the person that was giving us a tour, and they're like, oh, they're playing, what is it, Quidditch?
Oh, Quidditch. Yeah.
That.
I remember there was a place that was doing
that. And I'm like, and my wife thinks it's cool because she's a Harry Potter
fan. Of course she does, because she's smart.
I was like, no.
It's not the only place that does it. My brother went to Western University, and I went and visited him, and there was a bunch of kids doing the same thing, and I say kids, college kids.
And I like how Danny's defending it. Danny, that's OP. 150 points for the snitch. I know it's hard to catch, but pretty much it makes playing the whole game ridiculous.
Well, how do you get this stupid thing to fly if it's not real? Like, how do they play this?
I'm talking the movies. I'm not talking real life.
But, like, in real life, would they have one hooked up to, like, a drone or something stupid?
I would love to know how they play, how they do all that, actually, because I've never actually seen a real-life game of Quidditch played on college campus.
I mean, pot is so much better nowadays than it was when I was in college, because you couldn't get us. I mean, there's no way I could get so stoned. I'm like, let's play this imaginary game and pretend that we're flying on a broom.
Yeah, but you did bring pieces of cardboard and try to sit there and bang your head on there and look like you were breakdancing.
I was in elementary school when I did that. I'm talking about college grad. Come on.
All right.
I found out how they do it in real life. So each match has one snitch, which is a person dressed in yellow who wears a sock with a tennis ball attached to the back of their waistband.
Yep.
So to catch the snitch, a seeker has to grab the ball as if they would, you know, players flag and flag football.
Sounds kinky.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's a lot weirder than what's in the movies.
Somebody says, sorry to be that guy, but in the books, Harry got the snitch in one game and still lost.
Yeah, BJ.
He did? Oh, I don't remember that. I thought they won every time Harry got the snitch.
Yep.
And they're gullwing doors for the DeLorean, not suicide doors. So stop texting us. And also, the steel is how DeLoreans were produced, and that's why they look that way.
All right.
So you can stop texting us.
Thanks, buddies.
I appreciate all the corrections.
Thanks for all the info.
Yes.
All right. I didn't realize he got the snitch and lost. What book was that? It wasn't the first time they played Quidditch.
No, I don't remember. It's been a while.
I don't remember either, actually. Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to reread the books before you start talking about this.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Oh, gosh, we're horrible. All right, let's see what Andrew would do. Andrew, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, Andrew. How about you? What's something you'd love from a TV or movie set, or is it something you took from work?
No, I haven't taken anything from work besides pens. I think we all do that.
Yeah.
But combining hockey, golf, and my favorite actor, Adam Sandler, I want the golden hockey stick putter from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good call. Yeah, very, very good call. There's so many cool things. There's so many cool things out there that you would like to have.
Yeah, like a Bloody Hansen Brothers jersey from Slapshot.
That would be cool.
Talking hockey.
Yeah. Or
Rudy's jersey.
In all my years in this business, and you too, Steve, we don't have anything. You think with everybody we know, we would have made friends with somebody who said, hey, you don't happen to have something that you can send me from your movies.
Well, when have we ever said that?
Well, I mean, Kevin Smith has done a lot of great stuff.
Have you ever asked him?
You're right. I should have. I think people do, and I don't. I think Kevin Smith's the kind of guy. Somebody,
hey, can you give me something from your personal collection, from something that you were a part of, and just hand it to me?
I know. You know,
I never understand. I know people do that. I can never be that person.
I never asked Bob Rivers when he was on the Star Trek Enterprise show if he actually got anything from that. I should ask him if he took anything. I hadn't thought about that. That's something I would love, is something from the Star Trek sets. Any show, anytime. I'd love something from them.
Yeah?
Yeah. But alas, I lost out.
Would you get like the little thing?
Oh, you mean the communicator?
Yes.
I'd love a communicator. Those would be awesome.
They'd probably beat you before you got out off the set.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you had, I mean, someone's probably got one of those somewhere, one of the old school props. I wonder what that's going for. Someone's got to still have it somewhere.
Somebody wants the Shaggin' Wagon from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
So Steve, you wrestle. You're not allowed to talk S about fake things, LOL. Very good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I can't fight you on that one. Another person, the S-Mobile from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yes. Oh,
is that
God.
Ricky's car?
That's one Ricky's living in, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting a picture in that. I don't need that in my property.
Oh.
That thing's a mess.
I just want, I you know what? I want Leahy's drink cart. You know, or one of the bottles he had, when he was ready basically to bust the guys, and he saved the bottle. He said, this is the Ricky bottle. This is the Julian bottle. I'm not going to touch it until they're in jail. I would love that because it's so ghetto looking. But if it's the real thing.
What about Bubbles glasses?
Oh, man. Well, you've told me that poor guy gets headaches from those things.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was on the they were on the men's room a while back. I remember right before they went on the air, he's like, hey, are you guys filming this? And they're like, no, we don't have to. He's like, oh, good, because I don't want to wear the glasses. Apparently, they're just, he didn't think about long term of being that character, but apparently it just sucks wearing those.
And the voice that he has to use, go back if you can and watch the original episodes, like the first season of Trailer Park Boys, and Bubbles' voice is really wrecked from then till now when you hear how Bubbles is. That poor guy has given up the body for that role.
Yeah.
He really, really has.
I mean, he's truly one of our country, well, North America's great philosophers, though.
Agree. Oh, no doubt about it. Bubbles is the man. All right, so speaking of, iconic TV people, how about Aunt Becky from Full House? In trouble. Hello. She was arrested and for doing something that she actually once did on the TV show. I'm going to tell you all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.